Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So today I have a very important topic to talk about, and it was asked by one of my listeners from Japan. So she asked me this question that, Ted, do you feel knowledge is power? So actually I have made an episode on why knowledge is important, gaining knowledge, busy constantly gaining knowledge is important. I have made already an episode on this, but the moment she pointed out why knowledge is power, so one can have another perspective also why knowledge is power. So that's why I thought of making an episode on it. So let me make an episode, sorry. So why knowledge is power? So that is a very beautiful question. Why knowledge? Why do you think that knowledge is power? Now there is a very beautiful saying. I don't know the exact saying of APJ, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who is from India. He was a scientist at ISRO and DRDO. So now he said that I don't know the exact quote, but I just know the one sentence, and that was, knowledge makes you great. So knowledge makes you great. Okay, sorry, it's not from APJ Abdul Kalam. APJ Abdul Kalam actually said that climbing to the top requires strength. Climbing to the top requires strength. So that means if you want, so whether, and the full quote is, climbing to the top requires strength, whether it's to the top of Mount Everest or to the top of career. So it was his quote. So indirectly, now why knowledge is power, so this quote is also very much applicable, because climbing to the top, that means if you want to reach top, requires strength, whether it's to the top of Mount Everest or to the top of your career. So that is very beautiful quote. And there is also another quote, I don't know who has said that, but that is I don't know the exact quote, but one sentence I know, that is, knowledge makes you great. So in this quote you can understand, knowledge makes you great. What does this mean? This means that knowledge can make you great. Great in what sense? Great in not sense of money and all, great in sense of your mind will be in a very mature position. You will be able to take good decisions, and even at the deadliest moment, or in case of crisis. Now this is very beautiful point that I got, and that is, even in case of crisis, if you are red-pilled, if you are intelligent, if you are able, then you will be good at tackling those situations, because as I have already told you that this life is totally materialistic, and anything can happen at any time, so we don't know. So if one wants to prepare for such situations and to handle them in a very good way, then you can do one thing, that become knowledgeable. So gain knowledge in the sense that both bookish as well as, now bookish knowledge is very important. Like people will say that you are just mugging up the concepts and all that. Ignore those people, just gain knowledge. So both knowledge is important, that means life knowledge as well as book knowledge. So from this podcast you are getting life knowledge. So I'm at least trying my level best to give you life knowledge, and for book knowledge I can just motivate you. So that's what I am doing. I'm trying to motivate you to have both knowledges, like have both the skills, like knowledge that is book knowledge as well as practical knowledge, that is life knowledge. Life knowledge in the sense that become take red pill decisions, live a red pill life. Now coming back to her question, that was why knowledge is power. Now power in the sense that, let's say if you are knowledgeable, if you are a little bit good at mathematical calculation, I'm just giving a basics example. So if you, so nobody can cheat you. So even a shopkeeper can't cheat you if you are good at calculation. So at that time only in your mind you can calculate, and then you won't be cheated by a shopkeeper. So similarly, there are many situations in which if you are intelligent, if you are knowledgeable, then you can escape. So yes, I got one more. Yes, there is also one beautiful quote of APJ Abdul Kalam, and that is why to gain knowledge. Now this is a very important question, and that is why to gain knowledge, because people will definitely ask me why to gain knowledge. See, we want to gain knowledge so that, now what was the answer of APJ Abdul Kalam? We want to gain knowledge so that others won't suppress us. Suppress us in the sense that, let's say if you are in a position, if you are constantly gaining knowledge, if you are focusing on gaining knowledge, then what will happen? Then your mind will develop. You will become more mature. You will become more mature. So this is the thing. Now what APJ exactly said, that we don't we want to gain knowledge so that others won't suppress them. That means people who are great in terms of money only, right now I'm saying. So let's say who are having lots and lots of billion of dollars, then they will definitely suppress you if you are not knowledgeable. But let's say if you are at good post, in, let's say you are working for government, you are a government employee, then you won't be suppressed that much in comparison to, let's say, some shopkeeper, a simple shopkeeper. So just for that purpose only, if you have knowledge, then others will not be able to suppress you. Others will not be able to let's say kick you only. Let's say if you're a government employer, then you won't be kicked, easily kicked. And I must say not kicked only, because government means government, but if you are private, you will be kicked. So that's why knowledge is very important. Now I think I have touched almost most of the important parts of for this question. So I think I should wrap it up. So okay, bye bye, hope this helps you.